this is the 22nd year for the festival. How did this all get underway? How did this begin?
Well, in 1991, I hosted the first one. It was not only was I thinking about it, but a colleague of mine down in St. Louis was also thinking about the same thing. And when I, you know, kind of asked folks around the area, because it was pretty small the first year, you know, I was just contacting the local, you know, up at ISU and then down St. Louis and then I forget where else, but we had only like, you know, four or five different groups besides mine. And it was a really small event. And we had the St. Louis Guitar Trio come up and be our guest. And so that was the beginning. But John McClellan down in St. Louis was kind of thinking of the same thing at the same time. But it was something that needs to be done. It was it's a way for guitarists to get together and collaborate and create connections and so forth, you know, and share our love of the instrument and its music.
And I don't play the guitar, but it always is interesting to me that for such an instrument that people can spend years and years and years learning, there's still something to learn about it. So these types of events can be very helpful for somebody who's very serious about this instrument.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, these students, all of them that are outside the high school groups, obviously, but all these students are involved in guitar programs throughout, you know, the Midwest. And that's what their major is. So they're studying guitar as either in a performance, track, or maybe they're in something called commercial music or music business, or even possibly music education. So all of them are involved in music in a very serious way.
And for people who don't understand the difference, when we talk classical guitar, maybe from something they might be more accustomed to hearing, in mainstream music and such, what are we really talking about here?
Well, our history of the guitar goes way, way back. It's, you know, it's over 500 years old, and we have music from the Renaissance, and they played, in the courts of the major cities in Europe. The lute was played, the vihuela was played, the four-string guitar was played, and that evolved over time. There was Baroque instruments very similar to ours, and then in about 1770 or thereabouts, the six-string guitar becomes very similar to what it is now, except it was smaller and the body was narrower and stuff like that. But the music was not, you know, a lot of people misconstrued the thing that the guitar is a folk instrument. Well, yes and no. I mean, it was existing in a folk manner as well. I mean, people strummed it and sang songs and so forth. But in the courts and so forth, in art music, the guitar was a very serious instrument. And up until about 1750, thereabouts, there was more music written for plucked stringed instruments than any other instruments, actually. I mean, notated music. So, and anyway, so that evolves over time. But we have a very wonderful repertoire in solo repertoire. We have duos, we have trios, we have music for piano and guitar, quite a bit of it actually, because the piano wasn't very loud until you get to the steel frame piano. And if you ever listen to harpsichord or that type of string instruments, they're not particularly loud. But anyway, it is classical music, just like you would hear on a classical piano. I mean, you have the bass line, the melody, and the accompaniment all being played on one instrument, rather than just strumming a chord, per se.